November 3rd, the Chief Executive Officer of Telstra Clear is appointed CEO of Telstra Clear in 2005, and prior to joining the company, reflecting his wide-ranging strategic and management skills, Alan was a member on the Telstra Clear Advisory Committee and Managing Director of RightSense. The following 5 years with TrustBank, where he rose to become General Manager Executive Office. I ask you all to give a warm welcome to Dr. Alan Freeman. Today, Education does right, the world wins. And when communication does right, lives are saved and businesses win. When communication does right, people are entertained, dreams are shared, and societies create all kinds of wealth. The telecommunications industry, of course, is all about communications, whether it be by voice, picture, or data. And today I thought I'd talk about some of the things we've been doing to make our world work and the lives of New Zealanders work, to entertain them, to connect them. Last week, we helped connect businesses in Whangarei to the rest of New Zealand and the world. And we have a couple of our partners here from North Power. That's Darren and Graham. So just want to acknowledge them in the audience. These guys in Whangarei have decided that when it came to broadband, waiting in line with other provincial centres was not good enough. Faced with the fact that the telecommunications industry, that I'm part of, was unlikely to build a fast broadband network there anytime soon, and it was a fair assessment they acted. And last Tuesday, Telstra Clear joined North Power to announce that the city's businesses would be able to leapfrog the natural order of things and have fast broadband services to their premises by Christmas this year. Yes, it will run by Telstra Clear's high-speed national fibre network, connecting to the new North Power backbone network, which passes more than 900 local businesses, education and health institutions. And the formula is simple. Community-owned, Lyne's company has invested in a network that will enable infrastructure-based competition. They've been partnered with Telstra Clear, a company that has the services to deliver a completely different experience for business. It was last week a timely reminder, and it was just a few days after the National Party's announcement that community and commercial interests can align for the benefit of the consumers. It's not the first time for us. Telstra Clear had already undertaken a similar arrangement with Network Tasman and Nelson to deliver competitive services to that community. Nonetheless, I read John Key's speech of interest, and it did raise some very good points. We would all acknowledge that there are communities in New Zealand where it is uneconomic for commercial
before we go down that path, we need to set some guidelines. Public money should be spent by an open and transparent process with due regard to the interests and contributions of businesses, as well as consumers. We also agree that any publicly funded network should be open access. Consequently, we don't have FOMERAE all tied up. With North Power, we have an exclusive access arrangement to establish our business for a time. Then others will be able to come to use it too. We're also concerned that we would note that duplication in areas where there is already fast broadband is a risk that needs to be carefully managed. So we look forward to more data in detail on where national government would take New Zealand broadband. I would suggest to John maybe a trip to FOMERAE or Nelson would be a good start. Just while we're about it, and you're going to spend all day talking about these things, and you know, you're not going to spend all day talking about these things with your customer hat on. We all love to talk about plans to unbundle and about ADSL or BDSL, and I've heard about it since I arrived. But I have to tell you, never in all my time, and it's been a lot of time that I've sat in call centers listening to calls, have I heard a customer ring in to ask to buy an unbundled local good. Customers care about outcomes. They don't care about bits. They don't care about bytes. And they certainly don't care about fibers. They care about outcomes and services. They care about how long it takes for the movie to come down. They don't care about how it comes down. And that's why over the past year, Telstra Green has been busy in the engineering, developing the things people do ask. The things they want to use and pay for when they get fast broadband. Very early this morning, after a week of testing with the toughest audience I know, that's our staff, we flipped on the switch on our new content website. Clearnet, for those of you with laptops in the room, I hope it's filtering through the internet. It's clearnet.co.nz. It's the answer to one of those final questions about our plans for our ISPs. The answer in short is that we've made and are making a significant investment in a content site that will be open to all, but deliver special benefits to our Clear and Paradise customers. It's a bit of a visual medium. Macy's place, if we sort of show you around the operation, not early in the morning now.
Thank you.
at one time. In fact, from launch, we'll have up to 12 games running simultaneously. As I've mentioned before, if they're Telstra Clear customers, they won't rack up any data charges while they do so. Just by the way, these games aren't just for kids. You just wonder how many in the audience play some of these games. The average gamer's age in the US is 33, and the average buyer's age is 37. So really, this sort of point for us here, I think, if we can get into this thing, can all wear t-shirts and jeans every day, sorts of fun. For consumers, Clearnet will be an exciting and tangible result of the many millions of dollars we invest in New Zealand every year. And as I say, we just turned it on early this morning. In the past year, that investment has exceeded $110 million. This year isn't looking any different. But more on that later. It's been a year which began with the completion of the last South Island fibre build. That was roughly about a $23 million project that put the fibre loop around the bottom of the South Island. It saw the beginning of the Pegasus residential development in Canterbury. That particular project will see triple play services delivered to 2,500 new homes. It's been a year in which the Wellington and Christchurch consumer businesses of Telstra Clear have had unprecedented growth. Year-on-year comparisons, 22% growth is the demand for cable TV, broadband, and phone has grown. With that, that's been revenue growth through that period. We haven't had a slow year elsewhere. Big Backyard, PDQ and HomePlan have driven 14% overall growth in our consumer business. It's been a great year for Steve Jackson and his team. In business, our ethos is that the more business you do with Telstra Clear, the better you are. We think the people who should get the best deals are our customers. We don't think the prospects we're trying to attract should get better deals than our existing customers. And that's a key ethos building for us in our business area. This year we've transitioned from our agency arrangement to a new Telstra Clear mobile service. It's easier just to let the customers speak for themselves, so we'll have a see what they say about Telstra Clear mobile. Now, for the first time, we can offer businesses the complete telecommunication solution. It's going to make it easier for Telstra Clear customers to run Foreign exchange. pieces. I won't tell you how many, I won't tell you where, I won't tell you the time frame, I won't tell you how much it's going to cost. But we're going to keep to ourselves. We intend to do this, it doesn't exclude other options to reach customers. This is a dynamic industry, and deals like North Power Partnership that we have and are very proud of, and opportunities through capitalization will keep things flowing. This investment will occur in parallel with the introduction of other IP and Unified Commerce services for our business and commercial customers. And they'll be launched shortly within a couple of months. It is designed to deliver differentiated Telstra Clear services to more New Zealanders. This will just allow us to build on our in-house experience and expertise at managing ADSL equipment because we already run it in our networks. It's consistent with our strategy to partner, build, or buy wholesale access to reach customers wherever we can. We do remain agnostic about technology. Again, cable fiber or ADSL, we don't really care. They're just options to be considered, since as I've just said before, people don't buy cable, fiber, ADSL, they buy services. All that matters to us at Telstra Clear is that we deliver a quality experience to the customer that they value, and to provide that experience to more New Zealanders. And we intend to be part of making New Zealand and the world work. We intend to be part of the fabric of New Zealand for a very long time, and doing so, ensuring it works, and it has fun, and it is connected. After all, it's all about communication. Thank you.